Football fans, the wait is over. Playoff football is back in action this weekend, and now with Bet365, you can get in on it too. Starting Thursday, Bet365 is offering to double your money with a super boost on one or more passing yards in the Denver versus Buffalo game. That's right, all it takes is one single yard. So even if your team doesn't start strong, you can. Only with Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Select markets only. Minimum, maximum, wager, and fixed boost percentage applies. Super boost for single bets only. T&Cs and restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome into ZBR. Today we got some week three reaction to our picks and some reaction to that ass whooping of the Broncos. And we got some week four predictions. Let's go ahead and get into it.
Hey, welcome in, guys. We're back with some more weekly NFL predictions. But real quickly, before we get started, let's go ahead and address our pick'em records for the week. I went 6-10 on the week, and I'm 25 and 23 on the year, so right about 500, pretty average. How did you guys do?
A little better than last week. I finished 7-9 on the week, and I am 21 and 27 on the season, 6 under .500. Not doing that hot.
I went 12-4 back to back weeks. 32-16 on the season, so pretty a hot start. Hopefully to keep that rolling.
Yeah, smart money follows Brady. That's what they say, anyways.
Not for Thursday, apparently.
Yeah,
we'll
I guess. What's the score right now? Actually,
Let me see. I think it's 27-3.
The Thursday night game, 27-3 at half. Wow, yeah. So we are recording this as the Thursday night game is going on, and wow, is that an ass whooping?
Yeah.
Go Lions. That's looking like a good pick by me. I did have the Lions. You guys both had the Packers, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Rip.
Yep.
Well, it's another terrible pick by me.
It is what it is.
Without spending too much more time on week three, I do want to just acknowledge real quickly Sean Payton having his defense give up 70 points to the Dolphins. That was just really awesome to see, especially when he was frustrated post-game. That was just, what's the question?
It's great.
What is the question? Like, that dude just it was
Chris Thomason.
Chris Thomason.
Yeah, he started covering the Broncos this season.
He's known to be an instigator, and I think he's from Colorado, so I think that's why he decided to cover the Broncos. But he did work for the Vikings for a while. But yeah, it's hilarious to see Sean Payton get pissed like that. I really hope they lose more games than Nathaniel Hackett before he got fired, because that would just be great. He eats so much crow.
Yeah, I mean, and even if they only win like a game or two more, I mean, that's basically the same team, plus you gave up 70 points to a team, so I still think that's kind of worse.
And you gave up picks for this coach, too. Like, what freaking front office, man?
They did.
Get somebody who actually knows what the fuck they're doing, because if it's John Elway making these decisions, he's obviously a problem. You're a problem. You're a real, real problem.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on in Denver, but they can't get the quarterback right now. Peyton, they can't get the quarterback right.
Even before then, they were just struggling, like with the Jay Cutler.
Who was the coach for those Peyton Manning teams?
John Fox and who was the other one? Who was the other one? Vance.
It's a fairly famous guy.
Yeah,
I'm gonna look up Broncos head coaches really quick.
Okay, you got it. I was about to do that, but you go for it. Yeah, I don't. John Fox is for sure the one where they lost the Super Bowl. I think he got fired. I don't know. Maybe he was that coach. I feel like there was another one.
When it feels stupid when you figure it out.
Yeah.
I think I know who it is, but I don't want to say it.
Gary Kubiak.
That's who.
From 2015 to 2016. John Fox was 2011 to 2014. Gary Kubiak coached for 2015-2016. Vance Joseph, 2017-2018. Yeah. Vic Fangio the 2 years after that.
So
then
John
Nathaniel
Fox,
Hackett.
The one that was...
And Did they fire Hackett mid-year? Is that why it says Jerry Rossburg right here?
Towards the end of the year, but yeah. He definitely didn't finish it.
Oh, wait, is that 15? Yeah, games coached, 15. So yeah, it was at the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, he coached 15 games for him.
Why wouldn't you just let him write it out at that point?
You could argue he's worse.
Yeah, well, yeah.
My thing with coaches these days, too, is I know a lot of them aren't that great. But a lot of the best coaches weren't that great when they first started either. Belichick wasn't a good head coach when he first started. He had some bad years before stuff got going, and he didn't start to turn his career around until he got a good quarterback in Drew Bledsoe.
Well, to be fair, and I'm gonna defend Bill here a little bit. He's a hell of a defensive coach. I mean, head coach all around.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I'm not trying to take shots at Bill or anything because I think it's just a point.
I know coaches need
that quarterback.
I see a lot of people saying he's overrated. I'm like, dude, you just need to educate yourselves because that dude drawing up defensive schemes in the '80s that were ahead of its time. That with the Giants winning two Super Bowls. Like, bro.
And he's still a great defensive coach now. Yeah, that says a lot to be a good defensive mind for over 40 years. And I do think a lot of people forget that first Super Bowl Tom Brady won, he wasn't the quarterback that whole year.
No.
Bill Belichick had a different quarterback in the Super Bowl. And so he'd already proved he could get another quarterback there. And then Tom Brady was Tom Brady. And don't need to explain all that. But, all the best coaches of all time all had quarterbacks. So I always think it's dumb when I hear Belichick or even other coaches, for example, like people saying, "Oh, well, what'd they do when so-and-so player left?" Like,
the rare exception of having a Ravens 2000s team where you have Trent Dilfer or, the 85 Bears. His name's slipping my mind right now, but yeah, obviously not legendary QBs here, but yeah, that's
who was their coach though?
Mike Ditka, so
for the Ravens.
Oh no, that was Brian Billick, I think is what was his name.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that would have been
a damn good coach,
and he was a damn good coach in his time,
yeah,
for sure. Yep, all right. Well, getting back to week three here, not a whole lot, I feel like. Much more worth going back.
I guess we could.
I feel like everyone knows what happens.
I guess we could talk about just briefly, real quick, about the Vikings meltdown.
Go for it.
Let's
bring up our teams. We can talk about our teams.
I'd like to get into this a little bit here, but once again, I think what was it? The first drive of the game got the ball ripped out of our hands. Like we're on the 17-yard line in the red zone. Now. Shooting yourselves in the foot. Now this is a crazy ass stat I'm gonna drop on you guys here. So the Vikings are 0-3, but they are third in total yards, but they're 15th in points. Now if you take away three red zone turnovers that they have in the season, they would be third in points, averaging 30 points a game. It's just, but you know what? You can't make excuses because those are self-inflicted wounds, man, and you are what your record says you are. So,
yeah.
And you also couldn't get it done with the game on the line. You had 9 plays in the red zone, and you couldn't cash in. That's insane to me. But, yeah.
I feel like the optimistic side of that, though, is that
they're
you guys obviously aren't a bad team if you could just find your way to clean up some mistakes, which is totally doable, and quit shooting yourself in the foot.
You know what I think? Man.
Then you guys are right back at it. But you guys have got to figure out how to do it real quick.
Right,
you can't have a couple more weeks of this.
Dude, it's just right back in it to 8 wins, man, and be out of position to draft a decent quarterback, man? No. Our offense is already set up for
a young QB. There's no guarantee you're even going to get a good quarterback.
Sure. But this is Kirk Cousins' last year anyway, so if you're going to draft one anyway, you might as well be in position to draft, the better prospect. Is all I'm saying. I'm not saying
in New England.
I'm not saying tanking is the right way. I'm just saying sell off your assets that are on expiring contracts, and then just draft start over. Obviously our O-line too has actually been really good this year. I think we're fifth in both pass and rush win rate, or like total overall in PFF.
I don't understand how.
It's really just everyone but the guards, honestly. And Risner hopefully shores up that, because I think what Ed Ingram gave up 6 pressures. That can't be happening, especially with the quarterback that we have. That's not as mobile. You know, he's getting smoked out there. But you know, he's getting time. But we also have long developing plays. But yeah, no. Hopefully Risner is an upgrade. And but it's almost too little, too late when you start to win 3. I think I read a stat that there's only one team that has made the playoffs starting 0-4. That's the 92 Chargers. Went 11-5 and then lost in the divisional round. But very, very rare. So, I mean, what are you playing for? Because you're going to play KC in San Francisco here soon. You're, what, at best, like 2-5?
Just trade Kirk to New England.
You know what, dude? I would take your second-round pick. I wouldn't even be asking for your first-round pick. I'd probably take a flyer and maybe Bailey Zappe.
If anyone gets traded,
you know, just so we can tank our fucking season. I'm not like trying to purposely lose games, but you just pretty much get your old expiring veterans out of there and see what you got, and then, you know, that's just what you do. But yeah, ran over there, man. But I'll let Reed get in on what he thinks about.
I was gonna say if anyone's getting traded, it's going to be Daniil, because he'd be the more likely of the two, I think, to waive their no-trade clause. And I think for Kirk to waive his no-trade clause, he would have to have a guaranteed new contract at wherever he's getting traded. Because he's more worried about security and his money than he is about winning a Super Bowl, like, no matter what he says. I just don't buy it.
Yeah. I don't know if Kirk would want to play in New England, though. I don't know if he has a personality for New England.
I think he does. I think he'd fit right in. Belichick's not the hard ass he used to be.
Yeah, I guess Kirk is really just a put your head down and go to work guy. So I think Bill would probably
Kirk is like Belichick's outside. Well, actually, I can't even say Brady's his ideal guy because they butted heads.
It would be
well.
Brady's talent, but I feel Kirk's like personality.
Yeah, I feel like Kirk in Bill's head is his ideal quarterback.
Yeah.
Smart, makes the right decisions, doesn't fuck up, good arm, not great, not particularly mobile. It's just, it screams Bill Belichick.
I mean, pretty much what Mac Jones is supposed to be, but he's just not getting there.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. That's really depressing.
That's the only thing I'm going to add about...
That's what I'm saying,
welcome
dude.
To our entire life.
It's like, No. Let me finish. It's like what I'm saying. It's like you're talking about, let's just be bad and get a draft pick. You could end up with fucking Mac Jones. That's more realistic than you get a quarterback of the future. Is you get
Mac Jones at 15.
Or Trey Lance.
It's because the Patriots... What? Okay, here's my counter to that is you drafted Mac Jones at like pick 15 because you guys were, what, 7-8 wins? You weren't in position to draft, like, one of the other guys. Granted, like, Trey Lance was a bust, but, you know.
That whole draft pass
You didn't even have to take a quarterback. You could have got a different
one.
It's like San Francisco trading their picks away in that draft. They passed on Jamar Chase. They passed on Micah Parsons. Good God. That was insane. Can you imagine if that team had Micah Parsons on their defense?
Which team?
San Francisco?
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
My God.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or Jamar Chase. Like, fuck.
It would be nuts. Yeah. It would be nuts.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that defense would be historically... It would be rivaling the 80... I forget
or
which...
The 85. The 85 Bears? Yeah, or the 2000 Ravens. Yeah. Because that Ravens team was fucking good. Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, Terrell Suggs. Suggs might not have been there yet, but... regardless.
Just that early 2000s Ravens defense was always really nice.
Yeah, dude. You knew you were getting fucking smacked around.
Reed, any other thoughts on your Vikings this week?
The only thing I'm going to say about the game, other than what I just said about the trades possibilities, is end of the game, off of TJ's hands interception, all I could do was laugh. I laughed for about a minute. I couldn't stop. Not like hard, but I just laughed.
It's gonna fault him completely for it because he had a hand in his face and that's a tight throw. But I don't know. I get both sides.
It's just such a Vikings way to lose a game post game with the possibility of winning.
But you know what? Think about this. I didn't realize though, but had he caught that ball, he was short of the goal line. So the clock would have ran out anyway. Unless he somehow bulldozed his way, but with his leverage that already leaning back, he probably
short. I'm going to follow that up with they should have spiked it.
Oh, yeah.
Stop the clock.
Yeah. That's
letting 25 seconds roll
shooting
off.
Shooting yourselves in the foot. But you can't blame anyone but yourself. So. Well, we can move on to week four picks if you guys want. Well, actually, we haven't covered the Patriots too much. Zach can get into his Patriots.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's not really a lot to say. Just was definitely a Bill Belichick versus a young QB game to a T.
Yep.
Our offense looks very bad. I know the Jets' defense is pretty solid, and I try not to put too much stock into that because I know they got talented guys out there, but I don't get why Devontae Parker is on the field for like 100% of the snaps, and I would say probably our most talented receiver, Devontae Parker, or not Devontae Parker, that's the guy I'm saying to get off the field, Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah,
I feel like he's
like his game.
Probably I like his game too. I feel like he's got a good build, he's a good athlete, he's young, and Mac likes throwing to him. Despite only being on the field for like 50% of the snaps, he still has I think it's like at least six or seven targets in every game.
Your run game is decent, man. Like, by committee.
It's not bad. Ramondre actually hasn't been too great this year. His
yards
per attempt is not.
He's had some tough matchups.
We have Philly and the Jets to start the year. So, yeah, I'm not putting too much into the offense because we did put up some points on Philly, even though it was just week one. Some of the points in week two, they weren't garbage points, but it was late in the game and it didn't matter. We were trying to throw the ball, get downfield, and it was just not that great of a game. I'd like to see Bourne get a bit more involved. I think we look pretty dumb for not just re-signing Jacoby Myers when he literally signed with the Raiders for the exact same deal we gave Juju Smith-Schuster.
But we didn't
want to give that to Jacoby Myers. We look really dumb for that. And kind of the only thing I had down on here to add to this was what I already said about wanting Cousins to be a Patriot, or that my expectation is that if Minnesota continues to struggle and Mac continues to struggle this year, I think Kirk will be a Patriot. I think he would sign there in the offseason, like a 3-year deal or something like that.
I think if one of them just get the long-term security, I think he'd be willing to sign with anyone that's willing to guarantee that anyway. I don't know what his market really will be. I know there's going to be probably like four.
It'll be interesting. There's not going to be a ton of teams that need quarterbacks, especially come post-draft, because there's going to be some teams fixing to draft a quarterback.
Well, let's see here. I think...
Yeah.
You know, you never know, dude. Like, how good is Kenny Pickett? Maybe they're going to be out on him and too far away to draft. You could...
Yeah, okay.
You could look at the Rams, maybe, with Stafford. I don't know. Stafford might still be there. Maybe the Bucks. They decide to move off Baker.
I think you're looking at like 6 or 7 teams in total.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not saying
they're
going to
need a quarterback.
Like 15 teams, or there's going to be.
Yeah,
like, I was even
And like 3 of those teams probably are going to try and draft a quarterback.
Assume he's got to think of it this
two or
way
three
too.
Of them.
He's going to be 36 next year. He's probably playing on his last deal anyway, so he has to know like, hey, I'm probably going to be grooming a young quarterback by the time my contract expires. So. Yeah, I think he's got a face for it. I don't know how I feel about
two or three deal. Yeah, he's 2 or 3 year deal. I think is what he'll be after.
I mean, knock on wood, dude. But it's kind of crazy how durable this guy's been and how much he gets hit. But if he does get hurt, man, maybe we would be the implosion for the Trojan.
Jeez, that's a good one. One last thing before we go on to week 4. Did you guys hear Aaron Rodgers is talking about being back in time to play in a playoff game?
Yeah, that's a little ridiculous.
Yeah, that's not happening.
He'd be lucky to play.
Because he underwent some new surgery or something like that.
From what I heard, it wasn't actually new surgery.
Was the term they used. Yeah, I don't think it is either, but I just think it's crazy that that's his expectation.
Unless it would be nuts to see. Taking like some PEDs or something to help his body recover quicker. I don't think that's happening at all.
Yeah.
I doubt it. Yeah. No. And dude, honestly, I'll say this. He says he's coming back, so I believe him. But I don't think he's ever going to be the same. I bet he'll come back for one more season. Probably get hurt again. Not probably as bad, but then probably call it.
I think he'll probably come back next year. Not be that great, and then he'll call it good.
Yeah. I mean, he'll be, 40?
Or he'll do what Aaron Rodgers does, and when everyone's saying he's not going to be good, he's going to show up and say, fuck you, and make us all look dumb. Mm-hmm. Either way, honestly, I'm here for it. I'm here for it either way.
Yeah.
That QB era lives on for one more year. Moving on, we'll go on to week 4. Let's update on this Lions-Packers game real quick. That's the first game on the schedule.
Yeah, I had Detroit, by the way. Yeah, no, it's a
27. Oh, yeah, I bet you did.
27-3. Yeah, no.
Is it still at half?
No, it's a...
No, it's third quarter.
Third quarter. Packers are on the Detroit 2-yard line about to score, so... You're telling me there's a chance.
Interesting.
It would be a Lions thing, Jordan Love did the comeback last week.
He might do it again.
that would be the most Lions thing to do.
The total on this game was 45.5. What would they be at now? It's 27-3?
They're at 30.
Oh, yeah, they're going to hit that for sure.
Mm-hmm. I bet Detroit comes back and scores.
Going forward, Falcons at Jaguars, first of the Sunday games. I got the Jaguars. The Falcons are plus 136 odds on FanDuel. The spread is 3. Mm-hmm. Jaguars are minus 162. And the over-under right now is 43.5. What do you guys think?
I agree with you.
Got the Jaguars.
Yeah. Jaguars probably a win and cover. Actually, I'm just probably going to make a prediction. I think they probably win by 10 points. They're probably got a sour taste in their mouth and probably wouldn't get right from getting the shit kicked out of him by the Texans, which I may be wrong on CJ Stroud, by the way, but that remains to be seen still.
I will probably also take them to cover. I have them to win, and I'll probably take them to cover as well, too. 3 points. I think their defense kind of got embarrassed last week. I think they're going to be pissed off.
I don't trust Desmond Ridder either. I think he's very bad.
Yeah, really, if they can just come ready to play against the run game, they got the win. That's all they got to do.
Honestly, just stack the box and like make Ridder beat you, and that's probably not going to happen. So,
let me pull up these passing stats. I feel like Atlanta might actually have a decent pass defense, if I'm not mistaken.
What about their run defense? Because I know
London game.
That is the London game. That's right.
8:30 in the morning, and it's not technically a home game for the Jaguars, but it really is because they play there every year.
Yeah, that's London's team for sure. They love their Jaguars.
Yeah, and they're pretty good there too. They have a pretty solid record.
I think they're like 4-0 there, so I might be wrong there. But yeah.
Honestly, Jacksonville.
They barely won last year.
I really hope though.
Jacksonville's just like the weirdest market. They should really just kind of move the team over there if they're gonna do Europe teams.
If they're gonna do Europe teams,
the Jaguars should be the first team, and they should be in London.
Here's why I hate that idea, man. Because they're in a different time zone, and that's a lot of flight.
Oh, I'm not for it. I'm not supporting it. Yeah, but I'm saying if they move,
the
Jaguars, it should be the London Jaguars.
I would rather move it to a different city. If they were to make it Europe, I really think that's a bad idea for a football team to be in Europe. And no one's going to want to play there, so they can spare one. No one's going to want to play in gloomy London, man. I'm not trying to talk shit on London, but not these kind of athletes, man. I don't know. That's more like a soccer thing. More like soccer players. I don't know how NFL players would feel about that.
All right. Well, unless you guys have anything to add, we'll go on to what could maybe I think I'm gonna go ahead and say this should be my game of the week. A noon o'clock game, the Dolphins at Bills. Right now the Bills are favored by 3 at -148. The Dolphins are +126. The total is 53.5. I think they hit this total fairly comfortably too. I think Buffalo's defense is pretty solid, but I think the Dolphins' defense is even better.
Dolphins' defense?
I meant to say offense. I was just about to ask if I said defense, but I meant to say offense, yeah. Dolphins' defense is definitely not better than Buffalo's, yeah.
Who do you have, Brady?
Who do I have? This is a really tough game. This is going to be the game of the week for sure. And back and forth. I'm gonna take Buffalo at home. Their defense is really good. I think they can stop the run and really key in on Tyreek Hill. It's gonna be a close game. And Buffalo's got a good offense too. Buffalo at home. Their offense can keep up with Dolphins. Yeah, I'm going to take Buffalo, and they're a 3-point on that. They can see a 2.5 on these. Yeah, I'm just going to say they're going to cover that spread, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got the Dolphins. I think they're going to stay hot, and they're going to come in and win. Zach, did you say Dolphins?
No, I took the Bills.
The Bills, so I'm solo on this one. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it does kind of contradict my preseason prediction, and even kind of where I was with the Bills last week, and I'm still kind of there that they'll be wishy-washy this year. But
who are you taking?
I feel like this is a good spot for them at home. Bills.
Bills, yeah. Yeah, if it was the other way Bills around in Miami at home, I'd probably take Miami, just because early in the season, playing in Miami, it's still hot. It's hard to win there, but yeah, Buffalo.
Yeah,
probably has an overall better team until proven otherwise.
Yeah, it could potentially be a nice little advantage for Buffalo too, getting to play Miami at home early in the year.
Absolutely.
And then not having to go to Miami until later in the year once it's cooled down a bit.
Yep.
So
favorable
that definitely worked in their favor. Going forward, your guys' Vikings at the Panthers. I'm rolling with your Vikings. Skull, you guys are favored by 4. -196. The Panthers are +164 home underdogs with a total of 46.5.
I got the Vikings. Keep picking them. What do they play, Brady, next week? The Chiefs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not picking them to beat the Chiefs. But I will pick them one more time to beat a team for now, and that's the Panthers. If they lose to the Panthers, man, god dang, they're gonna start the season probably 0-5. That would not be cool at all. But at least it would be one step closer to Caleb Williams. But I got the Vikings winning this week. Hopefully they get it done. They should get it done.
Do you have them covering?
Mm. What is it? What's the spread?
4.
Probably not.
You know what thought just popped into my head?
What's that?
You guys finished with like the second or third worst pick in the league. You get like the second or third pick. Caleb Williams gets drafted. You guys re-sign Kirk Cousins and then draft Marvin Harrison Jr., another receiver.
No.
And just bought him just fucking try to line it up next year.
Zach, if that happens, I'm gonna stab you.
Oh my gosh. Jefferson, Addison, Hawkinson, and Marvin Harrison Jr. would be nuts.
Yeah, I mean,
KJ Osborne as their backup for all that would not be bad either.
Okay, at first I'd be like, damn, that sucks, but then like shit, our offense would be explosive. But if we were not to take a quarterback and draft that high, I would rather them take the best defensive player available. And I think that's like the edge rusher. Yeah, out of like Florida. I can't remember his name. But
yeah, I was looking at a couple mock drafts yesterday, like, and I think he was going number 2 on both of them. Yeah, and then Marvin Harrison Jr. was going 3rd on both.
Yeah. But back to that.
If the Vikings get the second or third pick, I could see him trading up to
if they have
Williams.
Yeah, it depends on who's number 1, but I would not be upset at all if we got Drake May, though. Like, I would be.
What if you guys traded up to get Marvin Harrison Jr. and recite Kirk Cousins?
Zach, I will fight you if that happens.
I love it. I mean, not really, but yeah. Dude, could you imagine though that trio of receivers? And let's just say you did that. Didn't have to trade up and just drafted Harrison Jr. And then let's just say you don't resign Kirk and just throw Jaren Hall out there and you guys are still bad. And then you get to draft a quarterback next year with those freaks and your tackles are set because you have a good offensive tackles, good tight end. Man, that's the offense is set up for a young quarterback to come in and just not have to like do it all himself. It's great. But
yeah, and if you guys are really like in a pinch next year and you don't have Kirk, there's a real good chance Mac Jones will be available, so you guys could always sign him.
I'm good, but I'll get back to the prediction though on the
Zach Wilson too, probably.
Well, if I was gonna take Zach Wilson, I'd let him train wreck the season so I could get a high draft pick. But yeah, back to the picks though. So I think it's the first 3 weeks I've took the Vikings to win. They don't get that anymore. I'm taking the Panthers at home. The surprise upset.
Home underdog, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. And if that happens,
I think Bryce Young plays, they lose.
Oh man. If
Andy Dalton plays, they win.
I don't think it's gonna matter, man. I think either Andy Dalton plays and he just lights up our defense because he's the red rifle. Or Bryce Young just rifle. Has his fucking...
Bryce Young's a bust.
Has the just coming out party, you know? And Bryce Young looks like, oh, shit, that's why they took him number 1 overall. So, yeah, I'm gonna take the Panthers. They're not going to... Oh, yeah, they obviously... They're going to win by 3 points. Like, 30... No, that's too high. I'm going to go 24-21, Carolina. And I will say the Vikings have, like, a couple turnovers. That probably likely cost them a game.
Yeah.
That's pretty realistic.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm gonna roll with your Vikings. I'm going to trust them to get it done this week. I got faith in you guys.
Yeah.
Nice someone does.
We can move forward to Broncos at Bears, the shit show of the week. I guess I'm going Broncos because I guess they'll be mad. I don't really know. I don't really have a beat on this.
Are the Broncos at home?
No, the Bears are.
Bears are at home. how pissed is Sean Payton right now this week trying to prep his team for the Bears? They're probably going to be ready, fired up, and probably make a statement, you think. Especially when your defense puts up, or gets 70 points put on their heads. That's pretty fucking embarrassing. But this is actually a tougher one than, like, most people think. Chicago's at home. They obviously don't like the way they've started either. I could also see Justin Fields running all over that, I thought, a good defense, but maybe not. I'm gonna take Denver still, but it's going to be very close. I don't think they cover. What is it, 3.5?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think they cover. I think it will be probably a 2-3 point win. So, yeah, they're both pretty bad.
Yeah, the total's only 46.
Yeah, Chicago might be the worst team in this league, which sucks because I really I don't want them to draft like a quarterback. But
actually, 46 seems really high. Right? Now that I'm saying that and thinking
but
about it,
but is their defense is so really bad that they think they're going to score a lot of points though?
Yeah, but neither offense has really proven that's what they're going to do yet, though.
That's true.
You know, I want to say one last thing about the Broncos. Kind of going back to last week, I guess. They finally put up, like, 20 points in a game. They just don't do that very often. It's mm-hmm. not very often that they've done that in the last couple years. I think it was, I forget what the stretch was of games last year where they didn't hit 20 points. Or, like, it was bad. It was really bad. And now they're finally at least hitting 20. I think that was two games in a row because they did it against Washington, right? What was the 24 against Washington?
Yeah, I think so.
That they scored something like, because I think it was 27-24 was the final. And then got 20 points against Miami this week. And now their defense, out of nowhere, just sucks ass. The one thing that's actually been nice about Denver for the last, since Peyton Manning mm-hmm. left, is now all of a sudden bad, as maybe their offense is getting the slightest bit of traction.
Is that players or is that scheme? Because I don't... I see a lot of people complaining about the coordinator, but I don't know.
It's
maybe a combination.
I really couldn't tell you on that one, honestly. I feel like they have some good players
right?
there.
Patrick
I feel like there's
some
talented
they
dudes
have
there.
Some good players up front, I feel like. I don't know. It very well could just be poor coaching, man.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if they switched to defensive coordinators or something.
Vance Joseph actually
is
their D coordinator, the former head coach.
Oh, okay.
Funny enough.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he was, at least then, he was pretty solid with defense. He was a pretty good defensive coach.
Yeah, but at that point, though, they had some dogs on that team, though, that were already established from, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Von Miller.
That's true.
All those guys.
But he did a good job of keeping it going, though. Because it kept going even after he left, too. So he obviously didn't fuck it up or anything. So I can't really say he's a bad defensive coach. Although, I guess, actually, now you can.
Well,
now you
can.
Points
put on
he just, yeah, I was about to say, he's got 70 points hung on him. I was about to say, yeah, now you probably can. You can probably call him a bad defensive coach now. Before that, I don't know, but now, yeah, you definitely can. I don't think it really matters what you did before that. Unless you guys have anything to add going forward to Ravens at the Browns. I'm going Ravens. They are favored.
Cleveland's
they are
favorite,
not favored.
Dude.
Browns are favored at -145.
Really good defense.
Ravens are +124. Spread is 2.5. Total's 40.5.
Cleveland
so
might
really
have
low scoring game, they think, here. It's possible.
Yeah, I'm picking Cleveland.
I have defensive stats on here, but...
Yeah,
first and foremost, I would like to apologize to the Cleveland Brown fans for thinking they were going to be a 3-win team this season.
Not with that defense.
I was wrong.
I think I had them more like 5, but yeah, definitely not a 2. They're at least going to be 500 with that defense.
Yeah, I think they're definitely in the 5-8 range. That's probably where they're at. I got the Browns this week, though. Ravens haven't looked like they're gelling that great on offense quite yet. Mm-hmm. Not really figuring it out. All the injuries they've had to the roster. I think they, going into Cleveland, they're going to lose. They're going to come up short.
Tough AFC.
And the Browns more than likely cover.
Browns win and a cover. Zach, you had the Browns too?
No, I have the Ravens.
Ravens?
I think I'm not really buying into the Browns offense. I think Jerome Ford is actually considerably bad. I don't think he's good, and I don't think he's even good enough for them to scheme him, even with their offensive line, to scheme him into looking good.
Cleveland's kind of harsh, too.
The running back situation is just not good. Jerome Ford, you look at him, 1.8 yards per carry last game.
Not good.
6.63 yards in the game before that, but that was because of his 69 yard run that he had. Other than that, if you take that yard, that run out of his stat, it exactly matches up with what he did week one, which is 15 attempts for 36 yards for 2.5 yards per carry, no touchdowns. Jerome Ford sucks. There's no way around it. Kareem Hunt's probably their best bet, and hoping that was just like maybe some rust or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was actually surprised how much they used him.
Deshaun Watson looked pretty good last game, I will admit, other than the
whatever. Yeah, it was definitely his best look, probably his best looking game since coming back and being with Cleveland, which is what gives me the most pause. Like you kind of said, Cleveland's defense might be the best in the league, and I think the keyword there is might. It's been 3 weeks. I think it's too soon, just quite yet, to say that.
They're definitely gonna be tough.
Definitely getting in that.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. But I think it's definitely in conversation. Mm-hmm. The Ravens are dynamic enough. I think they can figure it out. I definitely think their defense can shut down this run game, cover these receivers, and baffled Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson did look better last game. He also did throw a pass the wrong direction.
Yeah. I don't know what
while he was getting sacked. That's a horrible decision making. Yeah. Like that's textbook stuff you don't do when you're going down like that. You don't just
rookie mistakes.
Did you have Brady?
I was going back and forth on it. I'm gonna take Baltimore. It's gonna be a very close game, AFC North matchup. Cleveland's defense is so good. I would imagine it's going to be low scoring. I'm at 19-16 Ravens, something like that.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking too. So you don't think it'll hit the total, 40.5?
I don't. I think it's going to be a really sloppy, low scoring game.
Sounds right.
Yeah. But I'll take Baltimore just because they probably have a little bit more, I don't say playmakers, maybe, but better quarterback play probably gets it done. But I wouldn't be surprised either way because Cleveland is shocking me too. I mean, their defense is going to win them more games than I had them projected. I think I like 5 wins, but.
Yeah, and like exactly on that same token, like it is Cleveland's defense is also really good. And there's also a chance Melvin Gordon and Kenyon Drake are the running backs for Baltimore this Sunday. I think Edwards is leaning towards playing, but it's not for sure. And even if he does, it might be limited. So you're probably getting some more Melvin Gordon and some more Kenyon Drake.
Yeah.
So that's not what you want to have when you're going against a good defense like the Browns, a potentially best in the league like the Browns.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be an AFC North game for sure. before we move on, I just want to note that the Broncos in the game before were also – or no, the Bears, excuse me, were also home underdogs along with the Panthers.
Okay.
The Packers were tonight too.
I believe the Texans are also as well. I think it's Pittsburgh.
Yeah, there's a few home underdogs this week. The Titans – the Jets. We'll get to them though.
Which with Titans being underdogs, I'm not really shocked. They're pretty bad.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Steelers versus Texans. The Steelers are favored by 3, minus 148. Texans plus 126. 41.5 total. I kind of like that over right there. 41.5 I think I like the Texans here too. Yeah, I think I like the Texans and that over.
I agree. I'm on the same page with you.
Texans, you guys are checking. I'm going to take Pittsburgh to win.
I think they're starting to figure it out, and I feel like the Steelers have been kind of lucky.
Yeah, I would would not argue with being lucky, but I think people are hopping on the Texans a little bit too soon. I think they're a bit better than we all expected, but Mike Tomlin, I don't think is going to allow his team to lose to the Texans. I think they have a better defense than Jacksonville. So, I think T.J. Watt probably makes his life hell.
Houston starting safety's coming back, Jalen Pitchery, so that'll be a huge defensive upgrade for him.
Yeah, for sure. I'm rolling with Mike.
The last couple games to a bruised lung.
Yeah, that'll be helpful for them.
Okay, let's do one more game, then go to a quick break. Okay. Rams at Colts.
Real bad prediction, okay.
Neither team is favored here, okay. There's no favorite.
That's a bad pick, okay.
Real bad, okay.
Yeah.
Secondary's leaky.
The Rams are -10, okay. The Colts are -108, okay. Not really a favorite here, okay. I don't know what the spread is because I typed it in wrong. I accidentally typed it in as 45.5, and that's not right. So, I don't know where I got that spread. I must have been looking at some. I must have typed the over in there on accident, or the over under, because I don't think the spread is 45.5 where neither team is a favorite here.
Yeah,
that's college football type shit right there.
Yeah, what the fuck.
But yeah, I'm not sure what the spread is here. I would guess since neither team is particularly favored, it's probably half a point.
You said Steelers and Texans?
Rams-Colts.
Oh, Rams-Colts. It's even on ESPN.
Yeah. Yeah, it's -110 and -108 on FanDuel, or it was an hour or so ago when I typed this up. The total was 39.5.
Is Anthony Richardson?
Excuse me, that's for the Bucs-Saints. That's for the Bucs-Saints. The total for this one's 45.5. I don't know. I haven't heard.
That'll be interesting.
It's a good question.
Yeah, that's this.
Although Gardner Minshew didn't look bad, too bad last week.
No, he didn't. I mean,
he made some mistakes, but he's also.
You ever look at his actual career statistics? They're pretty darn good, man. Like, I don't really.
They are.
Yeah.
He could be a nice bridge quarterback for a lot of teams before they draft their.
I wouldn't be surprised if he does end up. Playing that role a couple of times throughout his career. Yeah. He's still only like.
That could be perfect in San Fran's offense.
I could see Tampa Bay. Yeah. He can play for Tampa Bay.
Can you imagine? If you just put him in a good system, like, you'd probably thrive in New England.
Yeah, I don't know if his personality meshes.
I like Gardner Minshew, so I'd be glad to take him, although I'd take just about anybody over Mac Jones at this point. They got to get something figured out. Our O line does suck, so I can't blame that on him, but. It's one excuse. There's an excuse every year for Mac, and eventually they run out. But back to this Rams-Colts. Pretty even game. I'm taking the Rams. I think their offense bounces back a little bit this week. The Colts, I had all these defensive stats typed up, and I don't know what happened to the file. If it accidentally deleted or what happened, or if I accidentally, I don't know. I had all the passing stats updated here, and if I remember right, the Colts did not have a very good passing defense. It was their run defense that was kind of shining for them. And I think that's going to kind of go.
But yeah, which is not really not normal.
That's what the Rams want. They want to throw the ball a lot. So
absolutely.
I think it feeds right into what the Rams want to do. They want to throw the ball anyway, so I think that works. It really just depends on what the Rams defense kind of does to me, honestly, because I feel like the Rams offense should have a pretty decent day. Probably put up like between 24 and 31 points somewhere in there.
Yeah.
It just kind of comes down to what the Colts, how they play the game, how they play them.
I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to take the Rams as well. It'd be a close game, but I think the the Rams just
Breed's have. Going Colts.
Yeah, I kind of expect
Breed's what?
But, Breed going Colts.
Yeah, because yeah. I went against my heart last week.
Better, but yeah, the Rams, they got a sour taste in their mouth last week, and I think Sean McVay's going to get it back to 500. They'll be competitive with about just about anyone this year. And I think they're just a bit better than the Colts overall on the roster. So
here's my thing. I think the Rams offense is going to struggle like it did this past week because of the Colts defensive line. They're obviously good in the run game, but the Rams offensive line isn't that great, and they got blown up all game, and Matthew Stafford struggled to have the time to get the ball out. So I think it's kind of going to be a little repeat of that, and it'll likely be a low-scoring game because the Rams still solid team, solid defense. So probably a little more high-scoring than last week's game they had, but they're going to lose to the Colts is my prediction.
Okay. Anything else to add on Rams-Colts from you guys?
Don't think so. I agree, though, it probably will be a low-scoring game.
Yeah. All right, then. I think we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. And welcome back, guys. We're going to go ahead and jump in with the Bucks at the Saints. Spread here is 3.5, a little over a field goal. Saints are favored by -186. The Bucks are at +156. Total is 39.5. I'm taking the Saints in a game that I think is going to go over... probably be fairly close to the total, just a little bit over the total, not a lot. Mike Evans, I know I've been hearing about him all week and his history with Marshawn Lattimore, and it's not good. So I don't know how good the Bucs offense will be this week, which I think affects Rashad White, who we were just talking about during the break. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think the Bucs offense quite gets it going here. The Saints offense has been, or defense has been pretty decent this year. I'm going Saints.
I was kind of back and forth, but I picked the Saints too. Pretty evenly matched, even with Derek Carr out. I don't know if Derek Carr would have gave him the edge or not.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
but I got the Saints and probably a somewhat low scoring game.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like 22-21, something like that.
I'm taking the Saints too. Probably regardless who's playing quarterback. They're at home. They got a solid defense. Yeah, I don't. Bucks probably a stumble here. So.
Agreed. So we got a second leg of the ZBR parlay right there. That's awesome. Yeah, only the second leg. Yeah. I kind of like that. Makes gonna make our parlay. Hopefully not. Six, what's seven leg? Legs this week, a little more attainable. moving Jaguars. Forward, Commanders. What's that?
Who's Reed? The first leg, Jaguars?
I believe so, yes. Okay. Yeah. Going forward, Commanders at Eagles. The Eagles are favored here at home, -420. Nice. Spread is 8.5. I'm not sure what the Commanders here is. I have a typo in on there. I'm looking at the number. I don't know what it is, but it's not what I have typed in. And the total is 43.5. I got the Eagles here all day. Commanders just got their ass whooped by Buffalo, a team you could probably can call kind of similar to the Eagles, and just in their build with like a good defense and explosive offense. So I think that's a remedy for another blowout loss for the Commanders, and I would not be surprised if they covered the 8.5 there.
Yeah, I agree. I think they win and also cover. Probably forces Sam Howell into some turnovers. Could be a nice, comfortable win for Philadelphia.
Yep, I got the Phillies as well.
I suppose that was a pretty given leg of the parlay. No surprises there. Okay, moving forward. Bengals at Titans. Titans, some road underdogs, or home underdogs, excuse me, some home underdogs again this week. 2.5-point spread. The Bengals are minus 146 on the road. Total is 41. What do you guys think?
I'm going to take Cincinnati.
I got the Bengals.
Yeah. Cover the spread, too.
Yeah, maybe this parlay will be six legs long. yeah, I got the Bengals as well. I think it kind of speaks for itself. Bengals have the talent there. A lot more than the Titans. Both teams kind of not looking their best this year, I guess would be the way to put it. But I have a lot more faith in the Bengals to grit it out and figure it out this week than I do the Titans. The Titans just look pretty not good. Derrick Henry, who knows what's going on with him. If he's on the cliff, I hope not. I hope not, because he's one of my favorite running backs in the league, but probably one of the ones I like more in the league. He's fun to watch.
Definitely.
So I certainly hope he's not hitting that cliff. That'd be sad to watch.
Yep. Then I'll have to start watching highlights.
Yeah, for real. Going on forward, chugging right through these picks. Raiders at Chargers. The Raiders are not favored, obviously. Plus 194, spread 5.5. Chargers minus 235 at home. 49.5, one of the higher totals this week. I don't think they hit that total.
No, the Chargers defense is pretty bad too. But I think I might be a high score.
I don't know if Jimmy G's playing. I think Jimmy G might miss the game with a concussion.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and I forget who their backup was, and I think that's because I'd never heard of him. So I mean, unless they got a guy that's gonna come out of nowhere and play well. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's their offense they're throwing the ball to like three guys, and that much is going well, but other than that, their offense doesn't look that good. I don't think their defense is going to hold up well enough to stop the Chargers. I just don't think they're going to put up a lot of points, and I think the Chargers probably pull starters. I wouldn't be surprised if they pull starters at some point in this game and their score doesn't get too high. Although we just saw this past week, you can still run up the score even with your bench players in. Shout out, Dolphins. Fuck you, Sean Payton.
Yep.
Do you guys have any other thoughts on Chargers Raiders? Or
I got the Chargers for sure. I mean, that's a given.
Yeah, Chargers.
Yeah,
Jimmy G is really going to hurt.
Long as fuck.
Yeah, you spoke too soon, dude.
Yeah, way too soon. Way too soon. It was a chain reaction.
Lopsided.
Yeah, and I'm looking at like three more, probably four more right here that have a good chance to all be the same. But oh well, fuck it. That'll just make it sweeter when we win. Yeah, going forward, I guess then my Patriots at the Cowboys. Cowboys favored minus 245, spread 6.5, plus 200 for the Patriots. Lower total 43.5. That's probably a fair total. I'd probably lean the under there. I'd probably actually hammer that under now that I'm thinking more about it. Patriots defense probably. The Cowboys offense hasn't been too crazy this year. It's been steady, but not like.
Yeah, their defense.
Explosive's not the word. Like, they're not the team that's just going to go out there and put up a super high score. Like, I'm not talking, like, 70 points like we saw this week, obviously. But, like, they're not the offense that you can count on to go hit up 35 or something on you each week or something like that. Yeah, I think it'll probably be a defensive game. I'm going to give the edge to the Cowboys here. But I think it'll probably be a lower scoring game. I'm going to go probably like 24-7. Knowing the Patriots, it's not going to be 17. That's way too normal of a score. It's going to be some weird number in the teens, probably. Yeah. But yeah, I'm going to go Cowboys in a low scoring affair.
I'm going to take the Cowboys too. It's a better team overall. Defense, I mean. Yeah, it'll be a defensive game, but Cowboys just have a little bit more juice on offense, and that's probably what's going to win them the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they might force
a lot more talent on offense.
Mac into a
Zach, did you pick the Cowboys?
Yes.
Cool. I picked the Patriots.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Right. I like that.
I think unhealthy Cowboys. They have three injured linemen. They lost Diggs, and their offense has been struggling to kind of figure it out in my eyes so far this season. So I think Patriots come in to Cowboys Stadium. Bill Belichick, excellent coach. I'm sure he's going to have a good game plan. And as long as Mac Jones and the Patriots offense can get it done, then it should be a dub. But probably, I think, low scoring.
Nice.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
Just,
Oh, did I just make you change your mind?
I'm not going to change my pick. They'll definitely lose, but they'll definitely lose if I change. But I don't know. Now that I said that, they're just, damn.
Myself
in a pickle here. What do I do? Who do I pick?
Do it, pussy.
Yeah, I mean, like, realignment out, you said. Lost Diggs. Who else is hurt, you said?
I know. I don't think any of the three linemen played last week. I don't know if anyone will play this week. But, yeah, Trevon Diggs. I don't know if anyone else is hurt on defense, but that's what I remember from last week.
Gonzo can shut down Lamb. Ezekiel Elliott revenge game. And this would be like an actual revenge game, not one of those bullshit revenge games everyone talks about each week where it's some dude that played with a team for a year or something. Or even a couple years that were like meaningless. Like Zeke was a big part of the Cowboys for a while and he was like important to them. That's an actual revenge game. Fuck. Yeah, I'm going Patriots.
Zach making a switch. All right, let's go.
Still sticking with the Cowboys. I like it.
In the club.
No, that's good. We don't need another leg on our parlay.
I'm sure we will with one of these last games. I think we'll add one more.
Yeah, at least two of them.
You're talking about the Cardinals. Go Birds.
Oh, yeah, it is, so going to the next game, you got the Cardinals over the 49ers then? Because I'm going to stick with the Niners at minus 1,100 odds. You don't get odds like that in the NFL too often.
I'm taking the
same. Not that I'm going to bet it, but that's just a good sign to stay away to me. Yeah. Cardinals plus 700. So a good long shot bet, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not even a good long shot. That's probably not a good long shot bet, but it's a long shot
the
bet.
Cardinals make it competitive. They're
looking
not too bad, honestly.
Yeah, I will say the Cardinals are better than probably that number is giving them credit for and what people thought they were coming into the year.
Absolutely.
Joshua
Dobbs doesn't crow big time on it.
Same. Did you guys see Joshua Dobbs trolling the Cowboys after?
Yeah, that was funny.
The Micah Parsons started throwing. That was great.
Yeah, like... I'm gonna get. What do you? I don't even remember what he said. Something about like we're gonna show up and we're gonna win. I don't remember what he said. He was really full of himself. And then Joshua Dobbs. I don't even remember what he did. He's like go Cards. I don't even remember. I don't know how to describe what he did. It was like a little juke or something. I don't know. It was a little TikTok thing, but it was funny. And he definitely got the last laugh there. That was funny. Plus likability for him. Plus 10 in likability. 14-point spread, though. That's a lot. 44.5.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll cover.
Not 44, 4.5, but 44.5.
Yeah, I've got the Niners. Self-explanatory.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Okay. Going forward, Chiefs at Jets. I am not using my underdog pick of the week. I don't even know if I actually have an underdog pick of the week this week. On a team playing the Chiefs, at least probably not again this year, because I did that last week with Chicago, and we all saw how that turned out. I'm taking the Chiefs. I don't really know how I think the game's going to go because the Chiefs games are just kind of hard to predict, but I think the Jets will be bad. I think at least on offense, I think he can count on that.
Yeah,
Zach Wilson will definitely struggle, so likely low scoring on the Jets side unless it's like a defensive TD. Jets offense is probably just going to put out field goals, but the Chiefs have to be good enough to overcome that Jets defense to win. I think that's going to be key.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll with the KC Swifties.
Yeah. You had to bring it up.
I did. I had to. But yeah, no, there's no way they lose this game. Unless Patrick Mahomes' leg explodes or something, but even then, probably not. Jets do have a good D, but that's not gonna matter. Zach Wilson, I don't even know how he's a starting quarterback, or even like a backup at this point. He's just bad.
They just because Aaron Rodgers got hurt. Because their actual starting quarterback got hurt.
Well,
I'm definitely Trevor Siemian of all people.
I don't even know who should be a backup.
I've seen reports of Robert Saleh about to lose the locker room because he keeps defending Zach Wilson and not wanting to bench him.
Yeah, I don't know. Definitely an important week for Zach Wilson. That is for sure. Probably not a lot else to add there. Last game, we got Seahawks at the Giants. Could potentially actually be a pretty decent game here. It spreads 1.5. Seahawks at -120, Giants +102, total 47.5. What do you guys think about this one?
And this one, I don't know. I went with the Seahawks. Giants just haven't given me a reason to really believe they can get it done, so I'm just gonna have them lose this matchup.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm taking the Seahawks as well. I don't really know how this game's gonna go. I think Seattle will put up some points, for sure. I think they'll do that much. Other than that, I don't know. I mean, the Giants might put up 35. They might They might put up 3 points. It's tough to say with the Giants, really.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm going to roll with the Giants at home.
Okay.
Well,
good.
Yeah.
Good.
Can they,
good deal.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're both pretty equal and taking the home team. Excuse me. But yeah.
All right. Well, let's run through the CBR parlay real quick. Okay, so first we got the Jaguars that are -162. We got the Saints that are -188. We got the Eagles -420. Nice.
Did we all take the Broncos?
No, I took the Bears.
You didn't have a guy.
Yeah.
The Bears.
We all got the Bengals at -146. We all got the Chargers at -235. We all got the 49ers at -1100. We all got the Chiefs at -430. And while I go into FanDuel real quick and parlay these all up, just get our odds. Let's get a score update on that Thursday night game.
34-20 right now. 1:11 left.
So it shows it's +903.
1-0 to start the week. Let's go.
Yeah, it's over.
What did you say, Reed?
It shows the 7-leg parlay is +903.
Oh, you already threw them all together?
Yep.
All right.
On FanDuel.
What is a... yeah, what does a dollar bet do? How much is
$9.04.
How much is $10?
That would be $90.37.
Nice.
So $100 would be $900 or $10 or $100 would be $900, and would it also be 37 cents still?
No, it'd be $903.71.
Okay. Yeah, so not a bad little parlay there, and I feel pretty solid in those picks too. Like those are some pretty good locks, especially a couple of them. Gosh, I feel like there was one other thing I wanted to add real quick before we get out of here, but if I remember what it is, I'll throw it in on the fantasy episode. Guys, thanks for coming in and checking us out this week, and tuning back in. We'll be back with some fantasy update stuff, whatever. I don't even know. I kind of had a lost for words right there. Drew a blank. We'll be back with an episode of HDP this week. go ahead and wrap this up. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'll just go ahead and throw all the links in the description. That way I don't stumble over the usernames as well on the way out. Thank you, guys. See you soon.
See you guys.
Bye.
Later.
Football fans, the wait is over. Playoff football is back in action this weekend, and now with Bet365, you can get in on it too. Starting Thursday, Bet365 is offering to double your money with a super boost on one or more passing yards in the Denver versus Buffalo game. That's right, all it takes is one single yard. So even if your team doesn't start strong, you can. Only with Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Select markets only. Minimum, maximum, wager, and fixed boost percentage applies. Super boost for single bets only. T&Cs and restrictions apply.